Hold up. Welcome to another edition of Unprivileged AF. I'm Big C the Chef.
I'm J Dub.
We'll be in the basement. Yeah.
All right, the gang is all here today.
Y'all ain't got no pictures.
Y'all wanna see them scraggly? Y'all wanna see them scraggly locks?
Yeah, we are actually.
Man, you better get up off of me, bro.
We actually recording on a Saturday today, so Janelle kind of hung over.
I'm talking about ain't had a shot in 4 days.
Right, she still got on.
Oh, don't do me. Don't do me.
She still got on her Santa's little helper outfit.
Man, why y'all telling all my business? So damn, she got turnt last night.
Because we got to get a view of something to visualize you with.
Yes, I still have on. I'm looking like yesterday, okay? Yes. Man. I still look like yesterday.
You still smell like yesterday,
too? We got to get the viewers excited, so I'm going to give them a visual representation of you. If y'all can just close your eyes and just imagine Pookie on New Jack City.
Oh, no, you didn't.
But wait, no, I was going to say he had some Chromex. He had some Chromex. It made them all good then. He had some Chromex.
Now, I might be looking rough, but I don't look that rough. No, I don't.
Well,
I was up kind of late. I had a as some of you may know, I attended a virtual Christmas party last night. Actually, it was really, really fun. I had a ball. I won third place for my attire, but it was so cool because they had a pickup place for us to pick up our stuff for the party. So I had a bottle of wine. They gave us some cocktails, you know, like the stuff to mix some cocktails. We had the line to go in at the cranberries. We had a cookie decorating kit. They gave us appetizers to eat along with. I'm like, well, I had a bar. We played bingo. They had a DJ. It was really, you know, it was the best virtual party I've attended since quarantine is what I'll say.
What, Booby?
Oh, yeah, I think I have the same question, but go ahead, Booby. What's your question?
I just want to know, how the hell you get that drunk and hungover at a virtual? Ain't that just called alcoholism?
Virtual, you know.
How you hungover at a virtual?
You know what? See, that's the thing about it. We've been in this quarantine thing, you know, 9 months. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, it is what it is. I mean, you got to make it. You know, you got to make the experience the same as if you was outside. So I was partying like I was, you know, still outside. I even went to the after party. We had an after party, if you can believe that. So it was actually fun. It can happen. It can happen.
I've misunderstood what virtual means. Maybe that's
me too. I mean, that sounds like a lonely drunk tale to me. But hey, what do I know?
So what was you drinking on, Janelle?
Okay, so we had Prosecco, strawberry vodka, and cranberries and lime and cranberry juice.
I assume it was bring your own bottle, right?
No, it wasn't. They provided it. We just had to go to pick up place to go pick all the stuff up. No, it wasn't bring your own bottle, although I did.
All right.
Mine.
Damn it. Stop. Okay, Janelle, explain what made this thing virtual. How is this a virtual party?
That's what I want to know. That's all I want to know.
Because we were all on Zoom. We were all on Zoom together, you know, partying and stuff.
So y'all was drunk. It's weird.
It's the more she explained it, the more confused I get.
hey, that's what my partner Leroy. That's what my partner Leroy tell me after you leave the PX on Natural Bridge. You know, you pick up a package.
No, it was a. Okay, so listen. So I'm in this organization. I'm on the board for one of these organizations I'm in. And so we have a party every year. And so I'm a VIP donor. And because of that, I get this extra stuff to go in my package. I all get a package to attend the party. And the packages include certain things. And my package, like I said, included, you know, this whole, like a tray of appetizers, a whole bottle of wine, all the mix, you know, the drinks, the mixers for the cocktails that we were drinking, this cookie decorating kit. And so we did all this stuff. We had a bartender the bar, like straight up, we had a whole bartender, and he was explaining how to mix the drink. You know, they told us to chill the glass ahead of time, cut the limes and stuff, have the cranberries ready. They gave us all this stuff. And so the bartender went through the instructions on how to make the cocktail. So we did that all together. The cookie decorating contest, we did that together, making the cookies. We had for the best attire, they had everybody, you know, vote on the best attire. Again, like I said, I won third place for the best attire. So that was kind of cool. It was like 100 some of us there. It was fun. It was fun. Yeah. I know y'all are having a hard time visualizing this, but it was fun.
Yeah, I'm just taking your word for it.
All right, whatever.
Yeah. Well, more power to you. We're gonna put Janelle's picture up in the on the page, so let our listeners roast her or say how good she look or whatever. All right.
About in my costume that I wanted. Go for it, boo.
Yeah, we're gonna take the picture off your page, and we gonna post it on the podcast page and let the listeners decide on what, you know, if they think you should have won. I thought it was kind of cute. She looked like, you know, one of the Lollipop Kids, like you was like you was in the Land of Oz or something with them Pippi Longstocking socks on.
Oh, but wait, I didn't tell y'all what the prizes were. So first place prize was an Instapot air fryer combo thingy. Second place was some Beats wireless headphones, and in third place, which I could totally gag about, but first off, I didn't even know it was a competition. Anyway, so third place was a St. Louis swag bag, like a bag full of St. Louis sports team stuff, which I'm totally gonna give away because I don't do St. Louis like that.
That's so too great for you. It's too great for you.
Negative.
I take it.
Yeah, okay.
Send it down here to Texas.
I'm gonna donate to Goodwill.
So. The devil.
Illegal.
So what else happened throughout week? Now I know we had a lot of stuff going on this week. DA brought off some good points. What y'all think about Lil Wayne?
What happened with Lil Wayne?
You didn't hear about Lil Wayne?
Oh yeah, you saw he had to plead guilty to he had to plead guilty to a weapons charge. This is a federal weapons charge. You know, this is second time. You know, he did a year in New York for a weapon, but then he's stupid enough to have that in his bag along with some ecstasy, coke, and some oxycodone.
And see, so that's why. So that explains why he was supporting Donald Trump. Cause he think Trump gonna be able to get them charges dropped.
See, he at least finally listening to his attorney if he pled guilty.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, that would be enough for me to endorse him if I knew that I had those charges come down the pike. Because he's gonna do some time. He's probably gonna do 2 to 4 years.
Didn't he have those charges before the election?
They didn't charge. Well, they didn't bring him in.
They didn't bring him in, but
they were coming.
Yeah,
he's such a beast in the game though, because didn't he record an album once before from jail?
From Rikers Island.
Yeah, he recorded an album before while locked up.
Well, you know, I was on the state level. The Fed, but you know, on the Fed, man, they got everything in the Feds now, man. I mean, I have a partner just bought some Jordans in the Fed, so I mean,
I get Fed jail. Fed jail is vacation.
You know what?
I mean, it really is.
Speaking of which,
tell Lil Wayne his ass gonna be down here at the St. Louis City Justice Center. I bet his ass go against Guy Rosenblum and be fighting the hell out of this judge.
Hey, well, hold on. Let me tell you an interesting story. One time I had a lot of traffic problems. Anyway, long story short, they brought me down to the workhouse there on a Friday about 5 o'clock. I had to stay there the weekend, man. That was the wildest experience that I've ever had. I mean, I'm inside there. Now this is just tell you what I was, you know, who I was hanging around at the time. I saw a couple of my friends' little brothers. They told me to come over with them. They literally had one side of the room. It was just a room with a whole bunch of bunk beds. They literally had mattresses in one corner of the room like a fort.
Really?
And when we're behind us, I mean, you know, I guess to preempt the tax or whatever from the other gangs or factions inside this big room, man. So I'm sitting there the whole weekend. I'm like, man, this is crazy. But man, it was like a fight. It was a fight literally every other hour. I'm sitting there looking. What are these guys mad about?
They in the workout. I'm mad. They would be mad. Right.
I mean, there was cracks in the windows. I mean, so it was a cold ass breeze coming in. They was feeding you cheese sandwiches. Boy, that was a, you know what? I can see why people are criminals coming out of there. Man, I'd be ready to sit now, there and do anything not to go back my damn self. But that's my little story.
Now, you know what though? Now, speaking of which, you know, they was talking about that on the was that show with the Maori sister? The Talk? No, not The Talk.
What's the Real? The Real.
Yeah, The Real. And they were talking about that where they got they were kind of upset because these guys were in prison and they'd make them TikTok videos and shit. You know, and they was like, you shouldn't be able to make TikTok videos. You're supposed to be in prison doing hard labor, doing time, you know. But prisons have gotten way too lax. What you think? You think prisons are too lax now?
Yeah,
I personally don't think they should be in there making TikTok videos.
Well, a lot of these prisons aren't even prisons. I had a very good friend who's out now, but I can remember in 2014, he actually had to do an extra 2 years because he was in a correctional facility outside of Memphis.
Okay.
That when I would go to visit him, I would literally drive up in my car and he'd be sitting at a picnic table. I just walk up and sit down and they would have to be there. What he got in trouble for was he went down to Bill Street.
No, yeah, that's a minimum security. So there's one of those down in Virginia I rode by. And yeah, you're right. There's no gates or nothing. It's a prison. There's a penitentiary. They out there just chill. They could just walk up to your car. They could just leave. But my understanding is some of them are on like work release programs where they can't actually leave, go do some work or whatever. And then they got to be back. And it's weird. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he got caught on Beale Street and didn't make it back is what it, and then he had to go to Louisiana to a real
maximum security
2 years. Yeah.
But I'm okay with that if that's like a level of prison in which, you know, they're trying to work with you. You know, I get that. But if you in like a medium or maximum security penitentiary or prison, you know, I ain't never been an inmate in there, so I can't speak to whether or not it's too lax in there. But all I know is, you know, if people are okay with going to jail, something wrong with the jail, in my opinion.
Hello.
Right. I'm going home, man. I'm going home. I'm going to meet my people, man. Come on, dog.
Right. It also depends what the, you know, because especially for the drug offenses, these guys are making so much money were making so much money that it's like, I mean, what would you sit in jail? No, people say I wouldn't sit in jail for any dollar amount. I mean, I have to disagree. I think I got a year. I got a year for $500,000.
No, I'm good. I would.
I do personally. I mean, that's just me. I got a year for $500,000.
I'd rather go to Iraq and fight in the military for a couple $100,000.
Really?
Then go sit in the box.
Hold on. See, you know, that's the thing. If I go sit in the box, I mean, yeah, I think I'd be all right.
Now, see, you just sound like that meme I saw earlier the other day. It said,
ooh.
It said, one guy, man, you did 10 years in jail? He said, man, you did 10 years in the military? Man, that couldn't be me. And the guy said, man, you did 10 years in jail? Couldn't be me, you know? So, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would be worried about getting killed in the military. I mean, I would
worried about this in jail. What jail? Right. What the hell?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I did 24 years in the military, been to Afghanistan and back. Yeah, I mean, I've seen combat, and yes, I was concerned about my life, but by the grace of God, I made it back alive. But yeah, I ain't doing no jail. Man, I'm good.
I mean, you give me an Xbox, a phone, and a fire stick.
Wait, wow. Okay, so we ain't get the full story. You cool with going to jail on your terms?
Well, I'm telling you, I have friends in the feds, and they literally have Xboxes, fire sticks, and they pay them $700 for that little clear TV. They good.
I heard, you know, I've heard federal pens or like, you know, they vacations. But to the federal penitentiary's defense, though, it's my understanding that the federal penitentiaries have less murders, have less assaults, have less fighting and gang violence.
Yeah, so, I mean,
because they got all them amenities when you come in.
As long as you, you know, as long as you're not messing with somebody's money or told on anybody, you good, man. You go sit down and mind your own business.
See, y'all forget who DA is. DA one of them likable people that, you know, everybody like DA. DA ain't got no enemies.
I will tell you this. What about, and you know, well, you know this about me. You know, after this was after college and all this, I had a best friend that I actually sat in. I sat in jail, not prison, jail for 9 months, uncharged, because I wouldn't necessarily tell them what they wanted to know.
Not necessarily, or didn't tell.
I didn't tell them. I mean, I told him I didn't know, but I sat literally uncharged in jail for 9 months. And Clayton. Now, Clayton is what you call it? Clayton is the Hilton. But that's, you know, fish sticks on Friday, you know, orange juice, but never, you know, never.
Shit, it wasn't when I was there.
Oh, it was, man, shit. I was playing basketball.
It was a fight every other hour when I was there.
Oh, man, I didn't get no fights. I didn't get in one fight there.
Shit, when I went to Clayton, not on the basketball court, none of that. Upstairs. They told me I had to go upstairs. I was like, oh, shit.
Now here's
man, I was on the 8th floor chilling, man. Shit, we was having basketball tournaments and all type of shit, man.
DA, I like to know
I had fun. I mean, I'm cool with a lot of like with Florida COs from when I was there, man. That was south. This was eons ago. This is about shit, 15, 20 years ago.
All right.
So DA, I would like to know if you know, because we all know what the racial makeup and demographic of Clayton is. When y'all was both, you and Chris, when y'all was both in Clayton, was it, what was the demographics inside the jail? Was it predominantly black in there?
Oh man, it was, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It had to be 60 or 70%.
Yeah.
Really? Now, ain't Clayton like 80 to 90% white?
Oh man. Yeah. Oh, put it this way. I doubt anybody with Clayton on their license was in Clayton.
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, Clayton is where all of St. Louis County goes. Yeah. So
wait, are you talking about the county? Wait, I'm tripping. So you're talking about the county justice center?
Right.
That's in Clayton.
When somebody say right Clayton, that's what they're talking about.
Oh.
No, I'm not talking about Clayton County, Missouri. About
Clayton's jail.
No.
Gotcha. Okay. That's what I was getting to. Okay, that makes sense now.
All right, y'all. Let's DA, you got the BS for you got some BS for us today?
Oh man, my train of thought, man. My train of thought left me, but I know what the gist of what. Yeah, man. You know what? I'm tired of Americans, man. In general, you know, we got to be the biggest crybabies in the world, man. It just seems to me that
he says as he gets ready to cry. Go ahead, yeah.
I'm not crying. It's just like it's this whole. I don't know if you've been watching the news, but. The Texas GOP is hinting towards succession since the Supreme Court won't hear the lawsuit that they brought against the other states' voting rights. You know, the voting disparities. And I'm just like, really, we've come to the point where they're really considering. And they got the votes to do it, to secede from the United States because you don't like the outcome. We're just going to take our ball and go home. Because what happens to people that, you know what, you win some, you lose some. You didn't get this one, maybe you'll get the next one. What happened to that? I mean, now, of course, we black people have been dealing with that same thing all our life. But I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, I don't understand how just we've become so soft that if it's not our way, we just can't accept it. And it just bothers me, man. It just bothers me. To the point where I don't even want to be around people.
Well, see, that's new to me. I didn't know anything about that Texas was planning on doing that. Was trying to secede.
It's the Texas GOP who's that's what they're hinting at.
And I don't think they'll be able to get the votes to do that. But let's be real, Texas has been trying to secede from America for a long time. This ain't the first time this talk been came up about Texas.
Well, hang on for a second. Now, for the listeners who don't know, what does secede mean?
Oh, they're going to be independent.
So it's going to be its own country. own independent country.
They want to separate themselves from the United States, like when the Civil War broke out. Because South Carolina decided to lead the secession. They decided that they wanted to leave and not be a part of the United States. Because why? Because they wanted to hold on to slavery and its institution. And whereas the United States as a whole did not want that. So they led it, and then all the other states went, southern states went right behind it. Then came Georgia, then came North Carolina, then came Texas and Alabama. So that's a secession, when you secede and you remove yourself from the whole. That's what that is.
I was just gonna say, we've seen this movie before.
That's correct. And it wasn't successful then. Right. And it won't be successful now.
I'm curious though, because if Texas is going to try to do this legitimately, that will be a new front, right? Because the South before, they just said, nah, we just separate, and then that started it. I don't believe.
But what's legitimate?
Can legitimately do it. He's saying that they got the boats to do it. I don't understand that to be a possibility. But maybe I don't understand the system, friend.
It's not gonna happen. It didn't happen then. It's not gonna happen now. I mean, that means they have to establish their own independence from the all of the rest of the states and, you know, the whole federal government. Like, can Texas independently run itself without any funds from the federal government? Like, no federal income tax, nothing going to them?
You even got to that question about can they do it, they would have to be permitted to do it. And I don't believe the Constitution allows that.
It's not going to happen.
Well, if that does happen, I'm moving back to St. Louis.
Not without a passport.
Because this is all country.
Let me go get my passport before that happen then.
Keep those Texans in that shithole country. Don't let them come over here.
You think Trump will move down here? You think Trump will move to Texas?
Oh, he can go to East Hell for all I care.
You know what? If that were to happen, I bet you Juan and them will be in that joint 90 going 100 then, because you need them.
What's the poverty rate in East Hell? Is it, I like that. What highway get you to East Hell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I ain't trying to go.
So you say Michigan is giving out its own stimulus checks. How they doing that?
Well, yeah, they're giving out to anybody inside the restaurant, hospitality, and they're giving out $500 to each resident inside the state of Michigan if you're affected. So I mean, it's just like, once the states start doing that independently, it's not looking good, because what's going to happen is, you know, you're going to have states that aren't able to do that. So when people see that, what are they going to do?
They're going to start to whine and want their state to do it.
They're going to want their state to do it. And a lot of states can't afford to. That's the thing. Michigan, I don't know how they're able to.
How much are they talking about doing?
$500.
Total or just it's $500.
A person,
$500 per person.
That's kind of steep for us. I would think that's kind of steep for a state, but hell, if they can do it, they can do it.
You know, Illinois couldn't do it.
I know St. Louis, Missouri probably can't. Well, Missouri probably could do it.
Well, yeah, it's food, fitness, and entertainment, not hospitality. That's what.
Interesting to see. That'll be interesting to see.
They're on the way. The checks are on the way. They've already. They're just printing them out. They're printing them out in the mail.
Mm. All right. Well, they're gonna do what? That's gonna start a domino effect. You know. You're gonna have a lot of people starting trying to say, well, why ain't we doing it? So now I know California can't afford to do it.
No.
You don't think California can afford to do that? No. Uh-huh. You know what? No. It's way too many people in California.
Right. California got a lot of money, but don't forget, California got a lot of people.
Yeah. Like that picture said, stop moving, we full. So
shit, I mean, I don't know. You know what? You saw Elon Musk is moving out of there, because I mean, the tax is too high, man. Cali, man.
He's coming to Texas. He's following Joe Rogan. Rogan moved here.
Or did he?
Mm-hmm. He took his show out of California and moved here to Texas with it. I don't know where in Texas. I don't think he in Dallas, but he moved to Texas.
Yeah, it might be an apartment behind.
Yeah, with no state income tax, I don't blame them, man.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So now the main topic we got. Well, before we get to the main topic, Janelle, you have an unpopular opinion today.
Oh man, I have a couple of them.
Just give us one.
I have a couple of them.
You just need one.
What?
Just need one.
Shoot.
Say the other one for the next show.
You know what? For most of our listening audience, I don't even know if this is an unpopular opinion, but I'll say it anyway. But I know for, you know, outside of most of our audience, it probably is. And that is, you know, I'm not down with this vaccine at any point. I'm not even talking about not being the first out. I don't want it, period. I just don't want it. I don't see the use for it. They say you reach herd immunity with 70 or 75% of the people. I'll be in that 30 to 25% that don't get it then, because I don't think I need to get it. I'm doing everything I need to do to stay healthy, keep my immunity up, you know, wash my hands, do all the stuff. I'm not down with it. I just don't even support it. And in this case, it's not so much that it's not so much that I don't trust the vaccine itself. It's the fact that it's the rush part. And what I mean by the rush part, not that they manufacture so quickly, it's just that with in other vaccines, they had enough time to see the long-term side effects of it. And that's something they don't really know. Like they're talking about, they haven't really tested on small children. They haven't tested on pregnant women. They don't know how it will affect people's fertility and that type of stuff. So if you're not going to do, you know, 3 to 5 years of looking at long-term side effects, then I don't want that. I don't want to find out later on I'm going to have some central nervous system problems that they didn't see. You know, I'm going to, you know, my right leg is going to seize up on my ass at some point because they never tested that. You know, they didn't study it long enough. I don't want that. And I'm glad that there are people out there who are willing to take that risk. And then I hate that. Maybe years from now, you're going to find out that you got, you know, chronic migraines every day because of it. And that's a side effect. I don't know, but I don't want to do it. That's me. They ain't studied it long enough.
Well, you're
unpopular. So what y'all think about that?
Well, your unpopular opinion just went in our topic, so go for it. You know, I honestly think, you know, they going to make it mandatory. They're making it mandatory. But see, what I don't understand is you got so many other things. You know, they saying, I've heard that they say that they making it mandatory because it's, you know, it's affecting the Black community so much. We got so much other stuff that's been affecting the Black community. They ain't been in no rush to try to get it fixed or to get it solved or anything like that. You know, when I think of that vaccine, all I keep thinking about is, I keep thinking about that Tuskegee experiment where they told all the men that, you know, that they was giving them a cure for syphilis and they weren't. And that went on from 1935 to 1974. That's just utterly ridiculous. And see, that's why a lot of Black people are untrusting of the government. And they're going to try to force this on us. You know, they telling people that they can lose their job because of it if they don't take it. You know, I know as far as our job goes.
Who's telling people that? Because that's not government.
I know, but...
You said GM is telling people that?
No, not GM, but there have been articles out stating that you could lose your job. You know, they are giving companies the right to terminate people. If they are giving people they're giving companies the right to terminate people if they don't take the vaccine.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to read up on that. That seems like a if it's a private company, the company gets that decision on its own. I don't see how anybody could give them that right. But Janelle, I was curious about you because I know you do work in education. So if a school district, which I could see that happen, if the school started saying, "Hey, we're going to make this mandatory," what's your thoughts on that, and what would be your plan?
You're right, because along with healthcare workers, EMS, and all that, educators in that group 1A, they're in the first group too. And so here's my thing. There's also, you know, like being a conscientious objector. you know, there's that. So this isn't war. But then just like some people for religious reasons don't do vaccination, you have to respect that. I'll claim that all day then. That'll be how I'm going out.
Yeah, you say you're going to find something.
I'm going to find something. And get this. And if it gets down to it, guess I don't need the job. I'm going to be honest. You know, I work because I enjoy what I do. I do it because I want to give back to my community. And yes, I'm compensated for it. But at the end of the day, if you're going to make that a condition of my employment, then I'm out. I'll find another way to, you know, to fill that need that I have for community service. Then I'm not doing that.
What if they make it mandatory for military?
You asking me?
It is mandatory. Oh, you talking to Booby? Well,
I'm talking both of y'all.
We are. I ain't in the military no more. Well, but I do know if it's mandatory, it's mandatory. You ain't got no choice. There have been many things like the anthrax. The anthrax is mandatory in order to deploy. So was yellow fever. I mean, and go on and on. There's things that you had to do. There's, I don't know. I think I got so many immunizations when I was in the military. I don't need this one. I'm immune. They gave us so many. Yeah, I'm sorry. I am immune against.
You're just immune from everything,
I'm immune against things that are known and unknown right now. Okay, guaranteed.
I mean, like she said, if the military tell me I got to get it, guess what? I got to get it. But I'm not against it anyway. I have some questions, some reservations about it, but I'm gonna have to trust the science. But I agree with her 100% that the science ain't 100% sure of the after effects of it either. So I know there's that risk there. But yeah, I'm not against it, but I ain't gonna be the first one in the line.
I support science all day long. I believe that vaccinations are useful. I support science. I just, this one, we just don't know the long-term effects of it. That's what I have concern with.
Right.
Yeah, no, just like with anthrax. They didn't, you know, with anthrax, their side effects. Right now, you got folks in the government. They paying people out. You know, the military folks, they're folks that are getting VA compensation because of side effects from anthrax. There are men who are sterile now because of anthrax injections. You see what I'm saying? Had they known this, then, you know, they would have been more informed. But the fact is, they were in the military, so they had to basically be test dummies for anthrax. And now they're sterile, and they can't have a family because of that. And that's not right. I don't want no parts of it.
Well, DA, what you think? You going to take the vaccine?
Yeah, I already got it. Yeah, I already took it. He lost his voice.
I'm sorry. No, as far as me, I'm gonna take it. I mean, my whole thing is I can't trust the people around me to do the right thing. So I mean, I can't have somebody on the outside that I have to interact with infect me and me bringing it home to my family. So I got a whole bunch of high risk people in my home. So I mean, it's just like, yeah, for me, it's a no brainer. I mean, whatever happens to me happens to me, but I couldn't live with myself if I didn't take it for some. And I'm not referring to any of the hosts, but. For any hotep reasons, you know, I'm not some hotep conspiracy theories about they coming to get us, and you know, my daughter or somebody, mama dies. No, I could live with
them. Hey, so
that would be my logic. I understand what Booby was saying. I understand what Janelle's saying, but most of the theories I hear are some left field. Oh, they come to get us. They just want us to take it so we all die. And it's like,
I don't believe in that.
Yeah, that's
maybe,
that's,
but I mean, I can't take that chance that that's not the case, and somebody that I love gets sick.
Hey, who knows? You may get some compensation. Go ahead, Booby.
So the other major this because because I'm with you. Like I'm taking it. I don't believe in the whole conspiracy theories and all that either. But for your point that you're taking it because of the risk of your family, knowing that we don't know what the risk fully yet is of the vaccine yet. Are you going to make your family get the vaccine?
Well, this is the thing. I'm not going to make them, but I'm pretty sure, like, my daughter has sickle cell, so I'm pretty sure she's going to be quickly, she's probably, you know, because she's definitely, you know, listening. She's, you know, she's on the fence, even though she's 20. She's my youngest. She's definitely on the fence. I don't know if I want to. I mean, I don't really see the choice that you have inside this. I mean, If you have a immune system that's just wide open like that, I mean, whatever the effects are, the negative effects could be, the chance of those are punitive versus what you know this to be. I mean, you know, we know people who have died. That's the thing. We know people in the sickle cell community who have died because of this. So you really can't, you can't take that risk. So I mean, that's just like I'm not gonna make. Hey, everybody has a decision. I mean, be it a, you know, mom, sister, significant other. Everybody has a decision to do what they want to do. But as far as coming from me, it won't be me that will be the person that delivers. You see what I'm saying? That's that. I mean, that's just my own conscience. I don't want it to be me. So, you know, like I said, if I have Barry's disease where I look like I had a stroke or something for a while, man, I'll deal. I mean, or whatever happens to me. It's like, it's, you know, it's almost like you're inside a restaurant and somebody shoots. There's certain people that you're going to cover regardless. You know what the risk is when you hear those shots, but you don't just run behind and save yourself. You know, you kind of, those people that you really care about, you cover them and hope for the best. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? Like I said, it may kill me, but I just don't want to be that person that delivers, you know, any heartache, pain, harm, or suffering to anybody that I care about.
What's crazy about this whole situation is what you said, what Janelle said, what everybody's saying is, like, what's scary is everybody's logic is on point. Mm-hmm. You know, Janelle's logic is on point with what she said. Your logic is slightly conflicting, and it's on point with what you said. So it just goes to show you, like, how much we don't know and how much risk it is just really in life, period.
No doubt about that. Hey, what do you think, Chris? You gonna sit there and you think gonna go ahead and shoot up when it comes available?
I won't be first in line. I'll probably wait and see how the rest of y'all react first. You know.
Ain't that something? So you gonna wait till Unprivileged AF is down to just you, and then you gonna be like, I ain't gonna get it.
Right.
Hey, don't do that. I'm gonna still be around.
You know what? But yeah, but like I said, right, you know, right. It's
gonna be you gonna take that I am legend shot there.
You know, like I said, you're gonna see one of them commercials in about 10 years talking about if you took the shot in 2020 for the vaccine for the coronavirus, right. You may be eligible for a vaccine. I mean, for a compensation.
Let me tell you something. The way I eat, I about ain't got 10 years anyway. So bring it on.
Don't be saying stuff like that. Yeah, man.
Hey, amen, amen. Because you see how I eat. So I mean, I'll, you know,
Something gonna take me out. That's for sure. Can we talk about old Tiny now?
Yeah, we gotta talk about Zeus, man. Tiny my Zeus, boy. Zeus. He had so many names: Debo, Zeus,
Debo,
Tiny. I met him one time at Northwest Plaza when it first opened up, when they redid it, and they had the baby grand piano sitting in the middle of the mall. He was over there. He was in one of them stores signing autographs and everything. I was the one, and he was one of the coolest people you could ever meet. People have always said he was down to earth, and I saw that firsthand. But yeah,
good dude, man. Everybody should give your favorite Debo or Tiny line in remembrance of Tom Tiny Lester. Man,
you know what angered me about this, and it wasn't anything that Mr. Lester did, but I'm mad at Chris Tucker. That you let a couple dollars come in between, you know, he knew everybody is on limited time. I mean, but he's just, you know, holding out for those couple of dollars, man, to sit there and do a dang Friday remake, man. It's him apparently that's holding everything.
You gonna put this on Chris?
I'm just upset with him that he's waiting so long. There's not gonna be anybody left here in a minute. You know, you figure Pop's gone, Debo gone.
Pop's gone.
Who's gonna be left?
Red, what's his face gone? Who
died
yesterday?
Yeah.
Died yesterday in 1915 or 2015.
Yeah.
And
Damon been canceled. You know, they can't, you know, society is, the culture has canceled Terry Crews, so he wouldn't even be good to bring back on the show either, in the movie either. So
that's what I'm saying. He just waited before. I mean, he just messed up a whole bunch of He messed up a whole bunch of other people's money just being greedy himself.
But so you ain't giving none of that fault to Cube? I keep hearing Cube every year say we finished our film.
He was saying it, but I mean, apparently the whole thing was Chris Tucker holding out for, like, I think it was $2 million. He wanted $2 million more And he was already making like 5 to 7 more than everybody else because he was the quote unquote box office star now. Forgetting that basically he was nobody in that movie.
Right.
I need to hear Chris's Chris Tucker's version. I need to hear his side.
Well, Chris Tucker ain't the box office draw that he was once before, you know. I mean, even his comedy, even his comedy shows have been. I mean, that comedy special he got on Netflix is
It's
not
bad.
Funny.
It's bad, but check this out. So it's Mike Epps, right? So hold on. There's two different types of comedy: stand up and acting, right? Uh-huh. Mike Epps ain't good at stand up either. But let a movie drop with Mike Epps in it, I bet you everybody gonna see it. I bet the same thing will happen with Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker dropped a movie right now, everybody gonna go see it. I don't know if I'm gonna say his box office presence ain't what it was.
I don't know, because you know what? I'm really not feeling that. This Rush Hour 4 that's
coming
out. I
definitely gonna see a movie or show much quicker than I'd ever go see a Chris Tucker.
Yeah, because I'm really not feeling another Rush Hour 4.
Rush Hour?
Yeah, him and Jackie Chan are doing a Rush Hour 4, and I'm not feeling it at all.
I don't say I ain't heard that, but okay, but I bet you gonna see it.
Yeah, probably when it come on DVD or something like that.
Cause that Rush Hour franchise is doing its thing. Every one of those movies.
You know,
you
know what? I've never seen 3. I've seen 3 in bits and pieces. I have never watched the third one all the way through.
Well, I know they're making money, but.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a franchise, so I mean I'm not saying they're not making money, but it's not for me.
Right.
Hey,
so check this out though. So with Tiny though, I was seeing conflicted reports. Was it COVID that killed him?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything about what killed him.
I just heard he was unresponsive inside his house.
Right. That's all I heard. They did his people hadn't heard from him, and they did a wellness check, and that's when they went over to his apartment and found him dead.
Did he have COVID? Do we know?
I don't think he.
No, I guess they got to do an autopsy.
They got to do an autopsy.
I saw at least one headline that said it was possible COVID related death. So that's all I was curious if anybody knew anything.
It'll reveal itself in the near future. So,
yeah, they said Monday or Tuesday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they'll have the coroner's report. So, yeah, we'll see. He couldn't have been in good condition, though.
Now, see, something that nobody is saying that, you know, I don't know if it's important to anybody or not, but anybody, did you know that he was a minister? He was a minister.
No.
I didn't know that.
All jokes.
No idea. No idea.
Yeah.
Can you imagine getting baptized by Debo? Lay your ass down in that water. But lay your ass down before I knock you down in that water.
Yeah. Well, I guess anybody got anything else they want to discuss or anything?
Oh man, we always got something to talk about, man.
right.
Well.
Hey, have y'all seen that movie Knock Knock with Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, I have.
That's kind of old.
It was new to me the other day. I watched that thing. It was crazy. I mean, you got to think about, like what's the real moral there? The sort of, like, the decisions one makes. Like, one decision can alter your whole life. One bad decision alters your whole life. Like,
I never saw it. Well, I guess you talk about it. Go ahead, talk about it, because I haven't seen it yet.
I won't talk. There are people who probably want to see it. Just check out the movie Knock Knock and just think about, like, you know, when you realize it, you know, once it gets to the end, yeah, think about what was really the moral of the story here. There's probably a couple of them, but one of the main ones is, you know, your decisions, how one bad decision can lead to multiple ones that just ruin your whole life. That's all I can say. Mm.
Have you made any decisions that affected your life, Janelle?
Yeah, virtual Christmas party. I pretty much did it.
Virtual Christmas party.
No, I mean, really, it had me stuck all morning, but because of it. But no, that wasn't really a bad decision. Well, I did make a bad decision, and wasn't going to the Christmas party. It was the combination of cocktails afterwards and during, probably was the bad decision. Because, you know,
I'm
after
still laughing
couples,
at the fact that you say you going to the virtual Christmas party. That's just blowing my mind, but go ahead.
You're
so she went
me.
To the living room.
I actually was in my loft. I went to my loft because I'm usually spending time down, you know, in there. But I went upstairs in the loft, so I did go somewhere.
The after party was in the living room.
Oh, my bad. Gotcha.
I'm confused. We're back on this.
Yeah, I'm confused now. So what did you like act like you were going out, like go out the front door and walk back in like you was going in a different place? Because how did you get home late if at a virtual? That's what I'm trying to figure out. How'd you get home late at a virtual holiday party?
See now, look, now I'm gonna need you to mind the business that pays you.
Yeah, was real bad, DA.
So you're saying it was a virtual party, a virtual after party, and then like climax say it was a private party.
Like I said, I'm need you to mind the business that pays you. Okay.
I'm gonna need your ring camera footage, please.
Okay. Well, to be clear, the actual party and after party was here in my home, in my loft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, there's that.
So did the was the DJ at the after party too?
Yes,
in your loft.
Yes, the DJ was at the after party too. He ran the after party. DJ Thurman, he did his thing last night. It was cute.
It was at this moment we all learned that we've been talking to a crazy woman.
So she had a Christmas party and then a virtual Christmas party and then the DJ was passing out flyers to his after party for his after virtual Christmas party, right?
No, y'all are killing me. No, the after party was virtual too.
Yeah, we're killing you. Yeah.
Yeah. that's what happened. All right, listen. Everybody who's listening, I need you to go to the page and go to the Unprivileged AF page on Facebook and roast the hell out of Janelle for this virtual Christmas party that she got dressed and went to.
They may not, because I'm telling, there were other people that were there. It was like 100 some of us at the virtual Christmas party, and then quite a few people I knew. They were texting, we texting back and forth. We turned up together, you know, talking shit back and forth and stuff. So we had a good time, and we all ended with, "Yeah, girl, we had a ball." Like, we really
hey,
did.
This is the future of clubs, people.
Right?
No, damn bad. No, it's not.
No, when you, no. Just make sure that when you comment, hashtag Janelle's virtual Christmas party.
Hey, what was that movie with Judge? That was what, Judge Dredd with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock? Was no contact and just put on the headset.
Oh yeah,
that was
yeah.
Judge Dredd, wasn't it?
No, that was Demolition Man.
Demolition Man. Yeah. You're right. There's no virtual contact. Yeah, no
with
blonde, touching each other.
With a blonde haired Wesley Snipes. Too. With blonde hair, Wesley Snipes looking like a blonde haired black ass Chucky. Cause did he have on overalls? Yeah. So that's gonna do it for us right there. Okay. And we wanted just to encourage everybody, if you got any topics or comments or anything, email us at unprivilegedaf@yahoo.com. You can also visit us on YouTube and Instagram, unprivilegedaf. Alright. And so we will see you next week. All right. You all have a good day. Remember, wear your mask, wash your hands, and don't be the first to sign up to take the vaccine. All right.
Bye, y'all. Be safe.
Peace.
Peace.